Now, some of you tonight might think we're putting a whole lot of emphasis on heaven. But I want to tell you tonight that we're going to spend more time there than we are here. And that life here is just for a few seconds. In fact, James says life is but like a vapor. It's here for a few moments, seconds, and then it vanishes away. And I hope that every one of you that listen to me tonight understand and know that you need to prepare to live forever. And that you're not a Christian because you're a Methodist or a Baptist or because you belong to a church. That only people who have Christ in their life, and He only comes by personal invitation. And you don't become a Christian by coming down to the front and crying. That doesn't make you a Christian. No, there must come a time in your life where you realize you cannot save yourself. There's nothing you can do to gain eternal life. No matter how much good you do, it will not give you eternal life. Because in spite of all the good, there's still the bad, the imperfection that God sees. And He cannot let you into His heaven. You must come to that place to realize that. And then secondly, realize that your only hope of living eternally in a place called heaven is to let Jesus Christ be your Savior. You must choose Him as your Savior and as your Lord. And it's something you have to willingly, unashamedly do. And for those of us that have claimed Him as Savior and Lord and received His gift of eternal life, we're not hanging on to God tonight somehow hoping He will let us into His heaven. No, He's got a firm grip on us. And He will never let us go, brothers and sisters. We're bound for the promised land. Hallelujah. I don't have to do anything but be who I am in Jesus. And I'm all I can be in Jesus because Jesus is enough. And when I claim Him as my Lord and King, He infused within me His eternal resurrected life. And now living within me is eternal life. And I'll never die. Phil, I'm never going to die. I'm going to live forever. I get a little happy about that. So, and some of you all go, amen. I've got some very special people here, and I'm going to take a long time because we're going to sing a bunch tonight. We saved some really good things, and I tell you, we've already had church. I just got to take a moment. Some of you know the story about my parents and the divorce when I was a young man, and some of you have heard me share that story about how that our family was broken apart, and for many, many years, we did not have a family like some of you know, and some of you are from a family like that. And then many of you also have heard me share that story about how that my parents came together on a Saturday night after an Experiencing God Bible study class. My dad went over to my mom's house to just make some things right that had not been made right. And as a result of that, little did they realize that God had a divine appointment with them that night. It had been 20 years since the divorce had been final, and they'd never remarried, living alone. And it's an amazing thing how that we people on this planet, we give up on each other. We give up hope. And some of you may be here tonight and you've lost hope that your family can ever change or your parents or your children. Well, I want to encourage you tonight because that night, the Spirit of God began a work that has not stopped since. Because that next morning, my mom and dad called me. We were in Norfolk, Virginia, weeping and telling me what Jesus had done that night. And to make a long story short, 3 weeks later, my mom and dad drove from Battle Creek, Michigan, where I was raised. They drove from Battle Creek to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and stood before me because I'm an ordained minister. I married my own mom and dad back together in 1992. We're a family. We're a family again. For those of you that have lost hope, I'm telling you, there's one, an elder brother, who's seated at the right hand of the Father who never gives up on you, child of God. He is the hope of glory. And I've got the greatest blessing of all. Now we have Christmases together and Thanksgivings together. And I'm so blessed tonight because my mom and dad have driven over here to be with us. Vic and Betty Speck, would you stand? I want these folks to see what God can do. She's the one jumping up and down. I love you, Mom and Dad. I thank God for your testimony of what the Lord can do
When everybody else says no hope, God steps in.